You would laugh if you would know how many of the, especially small, Saurian skeletons in your museums are totally wrong constructions of never-existing beings, because you used many bones which didn't really belong together, and sometimes you made artificial bones. If something was missing, you needed to construct an animal Saurian. Many of your scientists are aware of this problem, but they don't make it public, because they can't explain it, and they claim that the right bones were just missing and their reconstruction is right. Many bones of us were used for iguanodon reconstructions, for example the hands with the visible thumb. Look at an iguanodon in a museum and you will see that I'm right. A scientist in the country you call United States had built a nearly correct skeleton of our kind some years ago, but the local government, which is partly aware of our existence, confiscated the reconstruction. As we live today, and since thousands of years, nearly completely beneath the earth, you will not find any cadavers or skeletons of us. Question: you speak sometimes about underground cities and artificial sunlight. Do you mean something like a hollow earth with this? Is there a second sun inside our planet? Answer: no, Earth is not really completely hollow and there is no second sun inside. This story is ridiculous and physically not possible. Even your species should be intelligent enough not to believe this. Do you know how much mass a sun must have to produce energy and light for a longer time by fusion? Do you really think that there could be a small active sun inside the planet? When I talk about our subterranean home, I talk about large cave systems. The caves you have discovered near to the surface are tiny in comparison to real caves and huge caverns deeper in the earth, in a depth of 2,000 to 8,000 of your meters, but connected with many hidden tunnels to the surface or to surface near caves, and we live in large and advanced cities and colonies inside such caves. Major sites of us are beyond the Arctic, the Antarctic, Inner Asia, North America and Australia. If I talk about artificial sunlight in our cities, I don't mean a real sun but various technological sources of light, including gravitational sources, which illuminates the caverns and tunnels. There are special cave areas and tunnels with a strong UV light in every city, and we use that places to heat our blood. Furthermore, we have also some surface sun places in remote areas, especially in America and Australia. Question: where can we find such a surface near entry to your world? Answer: do you really think I will tell you their exact location? If you want to find such an entry, you have to search it by yourself. But I would advise you not to do that. When I came to the surface 4 days ago, I used an entry approximately 300 of your kilometers north from here near to a large lake, but I doubt that you would be able to find it. There are only a few entries in this part of the world, more are far more north and east. As a little advice, if you are in a narrow cave or in a tunnel or even in something that looks to you like an artificial mine shaft, and as deeper you walk as smoother appear the walls, and if you feel unusual warm air streaming from the depth, or if you hear the rushing sound of streaming air in a ventilation or elevator shaft, then look for a special kind of artificial and smooth wall somewhere in the cave with a door made of grey metal. If you would be able to open the door, but I doubt this, you would be in a usually round technical room with ventilation systems and elevators to the depth. This is probably an entry to our world. If you have reached this point, you should know that we are now definitely aware of your presence. You are already in big trouble if you have entered the round room, but you should look for one of the two reptilian symbols on the walls. If there are no symbols or other symbols, you are maybe in bigger trouble as you think, because not every underground installation belongs to our kind. Some new tunnel systems are operated from alien races, including hostile races. My general advice: if you find yourself in a, for you, strange underground installation, run away as fast as you can. Question: you mentioned earlier that you use the name Last when you are among humans and that you enjoy it to be in the real sun on the surface of Earth. But how can you be among humans? You don't look like us, so anyone will see that you belong to another species. Why have nobody seen and described a being like you if your kind lives already since our creation together with us on the same planet? Can you explain that to me? Answer: first, My kind was of course seen and described, and worshipped, many times in your primitive past. For example, in your religious writings like your Christian Bible. You can find descriptions and even simple drawings of us for also in the southern part of the American continent on various temples. So-called wise men from India and from the Asian mountains have described our species many times in writings, together with other wise men from the African continent. I think we are the most mentioned non-human species, maybe beside the Ilongin, in your history. If you don't believe me, have a look at your history and you will see the truth in my words. Your great scientists called the belief in us superstition and religion, and today's intelligent humans have forgotten our presence on the surface in the past. Furthermore, our species is seen even today sometimes from human witnesses in its original shape on Earth or in our surface near entries and tunnel systems, but fortunately you and your media didn't take the reports of such crazies serious. That's good for us, and that's the reason why we allow those people to see us as we really are. Some of my species are also in direct contact with human scientists and politicians from the surface, but this is top secret as you would call it, and nobody of your public knows anything about it. The matter of these meetings is generally the upcoming war with and between the alien species and our assistants in this war. But there is also another explanation, why we can walk among you and why you are not able to recognize us: mimicry. The following may again sound unbelievable and even shocking to you, but as you have asked, I will explain it. I have told you before that we have more advanced mental abilities than your species, and with more advanced I mean that we are able to use telepathy and telekinesis from our birth on. In fact, mother and newborn child communicate generally with telepathy during the first months, without special training, as you need it to activate these sleeping parts of your brain. The structure of our brain is a little bit different to yours, and our hypothesis is larger and more active than yours, especially when we are in sunlight. Our own abilities are very strong in comparison to yours, but weak in comparison to the matter string slash bubble mind forces of some of the alien species on this planet. I was never very good in that mind things, but we all have these primary abilities and can use them, for example, for our protection or even for attack. When we are on the surface and we meet human beings, even a large group of them, this makes no difference. All of your minds are like one mind. We are able to touch their mind and induce them via telepathy. The command see us as one of your kind, and the weak human mind will accept this order without refusion, and they will see us, despite our reptilian look, as normal humans. I've done this many times, and you weak humans generally see me as an attractive brown-haired woman, because I have created this special mimicry image in my mind years ago, and I can induce it into your minds without problems. I've needed some time at the beginning to learn the use of the mimicry correctly, but then it worked nearly automatically, and I can even walk among a group of yours and nobody will recognize what I am. There is a simple switch: see us as we really are, see us as we want you to see us, in your consciousness, which was placed there from the Ilongin when they created your kind, and we can use this switch to convince you that you see humans when you look at us. Other aliens use this switch, too. It is easier as you think. When there are meetings between your kind and aliens which seem to look exactly like yours, these aliens have used that switch, and some of the meetings with man-like aliens can be also explained with meetings with my kind. When I met EF the first time, he saw me also as a normal human woman, and I remember that he was very frightened and shocked when I revealed him my real appearance. Question: do you mean that you can really make me believe that I talk now with an attractive brown-haired human woman instead of a reptilian being like you? Answer: probably, but I don't think so in your special case. When someone expects to see a human woman instead of me, I can do it without problems with his mind, even with large groups, because nobody expects to see a reptile woman. But I have allowed your mind to see me in my original appearance from our first meeting on, and I have never induced something into your mind, so you have already realized that I'm not human. If I would now try to change this, it would probably lead to an absolute confusion or to unconsciousness, and I don't want to harm you. As I have said, I'm not very good in these things. Question: That's very scary. Can you kill with those abilities? Answer: Yes, but it's forbidden. This means not that it was not done in previous times. Question: Have both sexes these abilities? Answer: Yes. Question: What about photos? How do you appear on photos? Answer: This is a silly question. I appear on photos as a reptile being, because I can't have influence on the photo or on the camera itself, but only on the photographer's mind. If he or she would develop the film and show the photo to others, they would see me in my original shape. That's the reason why it is forbidden for our kind to be filmed or photographed, and we must avoid every camera on the surface. That is very difficult, and we were filmed sometimes in the past without our knowledge, especially from certain of your governments and secret agencies. Question: What other commands can your kind induce into our minds? Something like serve us or obey? Answer: This is again a strange question. We are not your enemy, most of us not, so why should we do this? To answer your question, it depends on the strength of the human mind and on the strength of the sending reptilian. There is no serve us or serve me switch in your mind, so such a command is much more difficult to induce. If the human mind and consciousness is weak and the reptilian inducer is experienced in these things and was some hours in the sun before he or she tries to do it, then it could probably work for a certain time. There are secret teachings about such things, but I've never learned anything about it. I use my primary abilities for mimicry and for communication with my own kind and sometimes for other private things, but I've never used it to harm humans or their mind. I would appreciate it if we can end with this topic here. Question: A last question, you said earlier that you can hide your UFOs? Do you use the same abilities to do this? Answer: Yes, but on a technical base. There is a powerful device inside each craft which is able to send an artificial signal to your minds to convince you that you see either nothing but only the sky, or that you see normal aircraft like planes instead of our ships. This isn't used very often, because we avoid human public when we move and the atmosphere. If you are able to see our UFOs, it means that the device is either defect or deactivated for some reason. The camouflage effect didn't work on photos. To answer this possible question of you already in advance, but why should someone make a photo of the sky when he could not see anything unusual there? By the way, most of the surface near entry points to our tunnels are also hidden with such a device, and your kind will generally see only normal cave walls instead of the door. That's one reason why I've said that I doubt that you will be able to find such a secret door to our world, but it have happened a few times in the past. Question: Back to your and our own history. You've mentioned the race of the Elohim who have created our human race. From where did they come and how did they look like? What had exactly happened when they arrived? Are they our God? Answer: The Elohim came from this universe, from the solar system you call Aldebaran in your maps. They were a very tall humanoid species, with usually blonde hairs and a very white skin. They avoided the sunlight, because it hurt their skin and their eyes. This was absolutely unbelievable for a sun-loving species like us. They seemed to be intelligent and peaceful at the beginning, and we started a more or less friendly communication with them, but later they showed their real intentions and plans. They wanted to evolve the apes to a new breed, and we were a disturbing factor for them on their new zoo planet. At first, they caught around 10,000 or maybe even 20,000 of your simian ancestors, and they left the planet for some 100 years. When they returned, they brought your, now more human, ancestors back.